Okay, welcome back. Okay, I think to myself, okay, welcome back, Aaron. You know why I'm back? Because you do see today never rain. Then got bright sunshine, got bright sunlight. You know, I'm your sunshine. I'm back. Okay, just kidding. Okay. So anyway, today I want to do this topic, which I promised a lot of people a few weeks ago that I would do this lah. But you know, nowadays my daughter already primary school. Then school holiday. Will be a little bit more busy, unlike the last time when she was in kindergarten. So today, I'm going to show you a project that is not doing well. Okay, so basically, the first thing is, a project is not doing well. How do you identify? What are some of the trends? What are some of the things that you can identify in the project today? Okay, why do I say today? Because actually, in today's market, right, there is already projects or condo projects that is not doing well in the resale market. Okay, I try to move the camera lower. If not, my neck must keep putting up. Okay. So, I have identified that this project is one of the projects that has not been doing well. I don't want to name the project name, but this project to me is not doing well, number one. Number two, this project is not an old project. So, there's no excuse that because it's too old, that's why it's not doing well. Projects that is old and not doing well is very common in my point of view. So naturally, if I go and key in and I go and search, I will find like, that there's a big amount of it. But for a new project that is not doing well, new meaning that it's a young project, I don't want to say how many years. I don't want to reveal the name, but I want to show you some trends and some percentage. I don't want to say the unit also, because if I tell you, oh, how many units, then you will know roughly. Okay, so the number one thing that I want to talk about and share is that when a project is not doing well, okay, now I'm looking at the historical transaction price chart. When a project is not doing well, you will realize that the price chart is not... First of all, I don't think I cannot say that the price chart is not good, but the price chart is normal. Normal meaning that it has been stabilized. Okay, to me, a unit that is not so well, you can see that the price chart is stabilized. Or sometimes when a condo is not well, you can see the price chart even go up. Okay, why does this historical price chart actually go up when a unit is not doing well? So the thing you will ask me is that, hey Aaron, how can it be? You say not well, but the price is going up. Okay, sometimes we have to go and look at the transaction counts. So there's some projects that I have experienced is that, hey, the chart shows that it's going up. But when you look at the transaction count, maybe 2-3 months, there's only one. And there's only that one gong-gong buyer that go and buy and then pay a lot of money to cause the price chart to go up. But if you go and look at the advertisement, hey, there's still a lot of people selling. There's a lot of units trying to sell, but cannot get it. So that one record to me is not a true reflection of what is happening in the condo or what is happening in the market over there. So first of all, I just want to tell you is I don't look at historical price chart that much. When I look at historical price chart, I will actually look at the volume, the transaction count, to actually determine what is wrong with the project. That's number one. So this project, for the past few years, since January 2024, it has been on a, should I say, a downward trend, because January 2024 and March 2025, the average per square feet price is almost the same. Yeah, the average per square feet price is almost the same for the last 1 year, 3 months. Okay, that's one thing that I identify. Second thing you can look at is that it's a very big, you will see it's very obvious one. A lot of people always say, Aaron, you see, this condo got sell ma, you see the transaction, this person managed to sell very high ma, and you see this person managed to get this price ma, why I cannot? Okay, so I don't look at that. The reason is because like I say, there are always gong-gong in the market. Okay, it means people that are willing to pay more. I don't know why no offense if you're one of them, okay? But there's always people that are willing to pay more. But the majorities are not doing that. And just having one buyer that is willing to pay more is not enough. Okay, it's not enough. Okay, so I share with you, like for example, for this project. For the last maybe 3 months, That is maybe around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe around 10 transactions that sold off. Okay. So it sounds very healthy, okay, 10. But if you go and look at Property Guru, how many units are there selling that is close to 50 times of the units sold? So in terms of advertisement, that's 50 times the advertisement. Even I say that a advertisement can be repeated, two agent market one unit. Even if I half the advert by half, that is 25 times of advertisement in the market. So I give you an example. For example, if this condo has like 5 units sold, okay, in the last 3 months, but the amount of advertisement advertising the units for sale is, let's say, 5 units. So let's say there is 100 or 200. That's pretty crazy. To me, it's a big problem. Actually, if you ask me, like if I look at this condo, there's only 5 units sold in 3 months, and there is 50 to 60 advertisement. To me, that is bad enough. Okay, that is bad enough. Because a good condo that is doing well, right, should have a proportion of maybe 5 to 6 units sold per month. If the advertisement rates are like maybe 15 advertisement, 20 advertisement, you got 3 to 5 units sold a month, I think that is average. This is average of the situation that we see in the market. But this project itself doesn't have that. This project have 25 times the advertisement. If we half it, even if we don't half it, there's 50 times the advertisement. It's a lot of advertisement compared to the units sold. And if you look at it clearly, we go into the transactions. The units sold are all at about 600, a mixture of 600 over square feet, 500 over square feet. They are all the smaller units. There's only a few units that is like 1,006 square feet, 1,003 square feet, or 900 plus square feet. So when a condo, when you see there's a lot of small units sold instead of big units sold, this is something that you also have to be worried about. Because small unit quantum is lower, so it's easier to sell. But if there's only like, or if you see this condo, there's like a lot of big units sold, then at least you know that there is people that is willing to stay in this unit. There's people that want to buy this condo to stay. A condo that people buy to stay is better than a condo that people buy to invest. Okay, so I explain again. A condo project that people buy to stay in, okay, is a better condo than a project that people buy just to invest. So some of the condos, if you see that they have a lot of transactions on the 600 over square feet unit, 500 over square feet unit, to me is a unhealthy sign. Why do I say that? Because a lot of these buyers that bought these 600 square feet, 500 square feet unit, they are not there to buy to stay. Okay, in the resale market, they are not there to buy to stay. They may be there to buy to invest because of the quantum. And they may feel that they may be, I wouldn't say tricked lah, but there's very high chance that they feel that, hey, I'm buying at a good price, this is for at the market today, 600 over square feet, 1.4 million, 1.5 million, very hard to find 2-bedder already, 1.3 million, I can buy a 2-bedder, why not? I just buy, that kind of thing. So people will have that mindset. So the chance, the probability and the percentage, the chance of people buying the 600 square feet to stay is very low. A lot of these buyers are buying to invest. So when they buy to invest, they want to rent out again. So if you say, hey, they want to rent out again, then you got to look at the units for rent. Example, like for this condo, there is about 100 over advertisement for rent. But in terms of rental units, rental transactions, okay, let's see, in terms of rental transactions, there is pretty a lot of rental transactions. Okay, so this unit is a little bit special. From the last few months or the last 3 months, there is close to 40 to 50 transactions on rental. Okay, so this condo you can see, and the thing is, most of these units for rent, they are all 2 and 1 bedder. They are not the 3 bedder, they are the 2 and 1 bedder. So by looking at these statistics, right, compared to the units that's being sold, you will realize that this condo is very focused on like people renting, investor purchase and not buyer purchase. So when it happens this way, right, you have to identify a signal already. Because condos like this that has a lot of tenants and a lot of investors selling around, you will realize that this kind of condo, not a lot of homeowners will want to stay in this kind of condo. That's number one. Number two, the capital appreciation growth is very slow because people are not buying because like, oh, I'm willing to pay a bit more because I like the place and I want to stay here. Normally, investor mindset is they try not to pay a bit more because they are investing. So to them, the dollar and cents matters. The dollar and cent counts to them. A little bit more means that they're going to lose money. So they will consider again. But let's say people buy for own stay. They will think that, hey, never mind, like, I like this house. I'm willing to pay a bit more. You know, the mindset is different. So in this condo, this has been identified already. So this is a dangerous factor. If I am an owner of this condo, I will definitely try to sell this condo away. Because this condo is a young condo. It has been there for maybe 5-6 years or so only. Okay, so this is something that people have to look into and focus and care about. So this is how you identify a condo that is not doing well. Okay, so that's it for today's video. If you have any question, leave your question below. I will try to answer you if it's reasonable and if it's not too sensitive. I will definitely answer your question. The video is not supposed to be long. Why? Because actually it's very easy to identify a not so good condo. As long as you have a good system, you have the tools, you know what to see, it's actually very easy. Okay, it's actually very easy. And to be frank with you, when this condo was launching during their preview period, during their new launch period, I already identified that this condo is not a good condo. But apparently a lot of people keep saying that, hey, the price is good, you know, it's a good condo, you have to buy. Yes, I do agree that a lot of people may have made money out of this. But to me, I feel that a good condo is not just about making money. So what happened is, in the next episode, I will share a little bit of what I have seen in the market, what is happening to price stability, what is the effect that caused the market to soften, and what is the sentiments in the market for the buyers when prices start to stabilize. The market doesn't work very mechanical. It doesn't mean that, oh, you go up, then suddenly, boom, you go down. You know, it doesn't work that way. There is some emotions and some market sentiment, some pull and push effect that cause the market and force the market to go down. So I will talk about this in the next video. But for me, a good project, right, is a project that you not only earn money, but it's easy to liquidate, easy to sell when you need to. I think the biggest problem that I've seen in sellers and landlords is they cannot find tenant, they cannot find buyer, the unit is left there, they want to sell, cannot sell, has been in the market for 6 months to a year, cannot find a buyer, keep conducting viewing. All these situations are very stressful situations. If you are the owner yourself or you are the landlord yourself, you definitely don't feel good about it. So I feel that instead of just focusing on making money, I think it's very important for property buyers to identify a good condo so that they make the right purchase. When you buy something that is good, it's easy to let go next time. It's easy to liquidate next time. Okay? So hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode. And bye-bye. Remember, I am not Adrian Lim or Alvin Lim. I'm Aaron Lim.